Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that in this season you want to reveal more of who you are. When Moses cried to you, Lord, to show him your glory, you said you would show your goodness and your compassion and your mercy. Show us more, Lord, as we come to you in this season, as we read your word, set our face towards you. Show us more of yourself, more of your glory, more of your heart, more of your mercy and compassion. Your goodness in our lives and in others' lives, Lord. Overwhelm us, Lord. Overwhelm us, Lord, with your goodness. Overwhelm us, Lord, with who you are. With who you are, Lord. Overwhelm us. Overwhelm our hearts. Overwhelm our minds. Overwhelm our senses with who you really are, Lord. That we are, as your church, Lord, totally captivated with you. So full of you. So overflowing with you. That the world is touched by a loving, loving, gracious, compassionate, good God that you are. You're our Father. You're our Father in heaven who looks at each one of us with eyes of love, of acceptance, forgiveness. Father who loves his children. Lord, when you look at us, you look through the lens of Jesus. You see Jesus in us. And we are holy. We are set apart. Through Jesus, through his blood shed for us, we are cleansed. We are pure. We stand. We stand before you, knowing your gaze is on us, and it's a gaze of love. May we know it. May we know you in this season more. You want to be known, Lord. We make you known, Lord, your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in this season. Lord, we want to dig deep into you, and you're digging deep in us. That our roots go deep in you, and you go deep in us. Your love goes deep in us, Lord. You change us. You make us more like Jesus. We thank you, it's the work of your Spirit. And Holy Spirit, just thank you that you're at work right now amongst us in a powerful way. Come, Holy Spirit, just invite him to come into your heart and your mind and your life and your circumstances right now, because there's so much more he wants to say and do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come and be Lord. We surrender every area of our lives to you right now, Holy Spirit, that you come. That the fruit of the Spirit might work in us and through us and be evident in our lives, our circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good. You're so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shkora man didi shien. Thank you, Lord. Just want to take your seats. I just want to stay in the presence. Thanks, guys. Oh, it's amazing presence. I know there's some things that God wants to share through his word this morning, so I just want to I don't know, really. You know, when the presence of God is so strong, it's like I just want to, you know, I could stay here all day, but I know he wants to say some stuff and do some stuff as well. Just looking through the word. So this season that we're in, fasting in January, fasting and praying and digging deep into God, reading through Matthew together, and there's some things the Lord's been showing me that he's doing in this season. So I stupidly said something to Clive about what God was saying to me, and he said, "Oh, I want you to share that then on Sunday morning." I should learn to keep my mouth shut, shouldn't I? Anyway, God gave Clive and I a scripture a little while ago about this season. And it's when Joshua was about to take the people of Israel into the promised land. And God speaks to Moses about teaching the people the word before they go in. And it says, so Moses wrote the entire body of instruction, that was a whole law, everything that God has spoken, in a book, and gave it to the priests who carried the ark of the Lord's covenant and to the elders of Israel. And Moses gave them this command: at the end of every seventh year, the year of release, during the festival of shelters, you must read this book of instruction to all the people of Israel when they assemble before the Lord your God at the place he chooses. Call them all together, men, women, and children, and the foreigners living in your towns, so they may hear this book of instruction and learn to fear the Lord your God, and carefully obey all the terms of these instructions. Do this so that your children who have not known these instructions will hear them and will learn to fear the Lord your God. Do this as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy." We know this is a season that God has called us and setting us apart, and he's doing a work amongst us, men, women, and children. Amen. It's like a whole new generation of Kingdom Faith moving forward together to take possession of everything God has promised. I believe it. He's spoken what he wants to do amongst us, that we move forward together in faith, even down to the youngest child, like that video we were watching, our youngest children, a whole new generation of Kingdom Faith being rooted and established in the Word of God, because that's how they got to know him. They saw his works, they saw his hand, but they needed to know more of who he was through his word. That's what the word does in our lives. So this is a really key season that we're in. It's exciting. Even these babies that have been born or being born. I remember when I was pregnant with Joe. I can't remember how long ago that was now. When I was pregnant, I would read the Bible to him. When he was, you know, inside me, I would just read the Bible over for ages. And just, he would, because they can hear when they're in the womb, can't they? So just read it over your kids, whether they're in or out. Wherever they are, read the word over them, wherever they are. It works, okay? I don't know about you, but from reading Matthew and just the last couple of weeks where we've been meeting together, I've just been overwhelmed with God's heart and just seeing how Jesus was in Matthew, and I'm reading another gospel alongside it, and just I don't know, just being overwhelmed with his heart, with his compassion, with his love, with his grace towards everybody he met, apart from the religious and we know what he used to say to those, but everyone else that reached out to him, he met, he healed, he rescued, he saved, he spoke, he touched, whatever he needed to be done at that moment. And that's his heart, his grace and his mercy. And I'm also overwhelmed myself at seeing God move in my own life. And when I say things like that, it's not that life is perfect. It's not that everything's amazing or every I's dotted and every T's crossed. When I say that, I mean, I'm overwhelmed at God's grace and mercy even when it's not like that. When I watch what God's doing in other people's lives that I'm walking with, doing life with, I'm seeing God do amazing things that overwhelms me, because none of us deserve his grace and mercy. That's his glory. None of us deserve it. He's just at work. He wants to show off. God wants to reveal who he really is. And he wants to overwhelm us, because there's a world out there that needs to know and see this goodness of God. And when we are excited, overwhelmed, living in it, it's just going to burst out of us. Amen? The kingdom of God. Jesus' heart towards whoever he came across and that we come across. There is so much power in the word. There is so much power in the word. That's why his children were to read it from one generation. That's why his nation Israel were to read it from one generation to the next, to make his glory known, what he'd done for them, how he'd moved to them, how he'd provided for them, how he'd protected them. We all have stories like that, don't we? Every single one of us, if we're born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, if Jesus is our Lord, we have a story that is powerful that we need to tell other people. And we need to tell the next generation. And not just assume they're going to grow up knowing the goodness of God, but tell people what he's done in our lives. Amen. Psalm 119 is the longest psalm. We're not going to read it now, in case you were wondering. It's the longest psalm, but I've been going through it, and it's just amazing, because the whole psalm is about the word of God, and it's about somebody reading the word of God and then saying what happens when we read the word of God. Okay, so I'm just going to pick some of these out. But this is just so practical, so amazing. Psalm 119, verse 2. Joyful are those who obey his word and search for him with all their hearts. Okay? Verse 9. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. Okay? I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. When we have his word in our hearts, it stops us from sinning. It stops us from sinning. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. Do we put his word before our finances? Do we put his word, do we go to him before we go and spend money or before we ask for something? Are we living in the word, okay? Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions. Lord, open our eyes. In this season, God wants to open our eyes. He wants to open our eyes that we see him in a whole new way. That we see the kingdom of God in a whole new way. That we see him at work in a whole new way. Open our eyes, Lord. And he does it when we read the word. Your laws please me. They give me wise advice. Do you need some wise advice? I think we all do, don't we? We need wisdom and we need advice from God. And it's in his word. How many times have you said to God, or have I said to God, God, show me, speak to me, and I open up his word, and it's right there. It is right there. This book is relevant for any situation on this planet. God has covered it in his word. Amen? It's all there. I lie in the dust. Revive me by your word. Has anybody been depressed? You know how awful that is when you lie in the dust for whatever reason, but his word revives us. This has been my lifeline since I got saved. Whatever's going on, whatever circumstance, whatever negativity, whatever the enemy's tried, whatever, this word is our lifeline. You know, Jesus, it says in John, doesn't it, that Jesus was the Word? He is the Word. He's in this. That's why we need to read it, because he will speak to us. It's life. Amen. I weep with sorrow. Encourage me by your word. Even when we're going through deepest, darkest grief, it's his word that encourages us. It does. Keep me from lying to myself. Give me the privilege of knowing your instructions. You know, when you have the enemy banging on, lying, pulling you down, negativity going on in your head. It could be stuff you speak about yourself, or someone else has spoken over you, or the enemy just lying. He says, keep me from lying to myself. Give me the privilege of knowing your instructions. When we know this word, what the enemy tries to say to us cannot stay, because this needs to override it. Amen? It's truth. I cling to your laws. Lord, don't let me be put to shame. I will pursue your commands, for you expand my understanding. Our capacity, our minds, our very being expands through the word and getting to know God. Do you know that? I don't know about you, but I'm a completely different person to what I was when I got saved. A completely different person. He does so much in us and through us, changes us, making us more like Jesus, more knowledgeable, wisdom in just completely crazy situations. Life stuff, God speaks and we have the answer. That's life-changing. That's his power at work, amen. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. Give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. We're in a world that revolves around money. Everything revolves around having stuff, having money, everything. But God wants our world to revolve around him. And his word. Amen. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. It's his word that gives us life, not worthless things. This is all so practical. And the only way I can say it is because that's how I've had to live my life. That's how we all have to live our lives, isn't it? Is looking to him all the time, in every way, for our finances, in everything. Worthless things, Lord. We don't want them. I will walk in freedom, for I've devoted myself to your commandments. I will walk in freedom, for I've devoted myself to your commandments. Remember your promise to me is my only hope. Your promise revives me, it comforts me in troubles. Lord, you are mine. I promise to obey your words. With all my heart, I want your blessings. Be merciful as you promised. I ponder the direction of my life and I turn to follow your laws. I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. Evil people try to drag me into sin, but I am firmly anchored to your instructions. The days that we're living in, where there is distress on the earth and shakings and everything that's going on, what anchors us and roots us is the word of God. That is why we are in the season we are in, where God wants us reading, praying, sharing together. We need to be anchored in him and together. And he knows why this is the time to do it. And I would just say to every single one of us in this room, do it. Please do it. If God is speaking this, because he knows what's coming. We are living in shifting sands in this world, and the only thing we can stand on in the end, and the word says to stand at the end, to be found standing at the end, is on Jesus. It's on his word and nothing else. Okay? I used to wander off until you disciplined me, and now I closely follow your word. You made me, you created me. Now give me the sense to follow your commands. I love the word, it's great, isn't it? Says it all. Okay, so there's loads in there. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Your laws are my treasure. They are my heart's delight. I'm determined to keep your decrees to the very end. You're my refuge and my shield. Your word is my source of hope. Okay. That's what the word does. You can look through Psalm 119 yourself and you will probably find something in there that's very real and practical for your situation. Okay? So you can dig into that. In Proverbs 7 verse 2, God says, keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Wow. If something's coming at you, especially towards your face, you immediately flinch, don't you blink. It's an automatic reaction God's put in there in our body to protect our eyes, especially like the pupil. And God says, keep my commands. Watch over them like you do the apple of your eye. Guard it. Keep it. And he wants in this season him and the word to be our focus. Yeah, I think we've got that, haven't we? I want to read something to you. A word that was given just recently. Just listen to this. The more you read the Bible, the more you will feed your spirit. The more you feed your spirit, the bigger the knowledge that you will receive. The bigger the knowledge that you will receive will mean that the bigger fulfillment can be in your life. The bigger the fulfillment in your life, the bigger the manifestation of the glory around you. The bigger the manifestation of the glory around you will mean there's a bigger protection of God's honor and glory around you. Get that? Okay, this was given to a 14-year-old girl in Crawley very recently as she's meeting with God. Okay, let's listen to the rest of it. I see you through my righteous eye. I'll read the rest in a couple of minutes. When we were first meeting in the encounter days, on the night that Pastor Colin was taking us through seeing his glory, do you remember that night? It was a Wednesday or Thursday night of the encounter nights. If you were there, it was amazing. The whole thing was amazing, but that particular night I was sitting there and Pastor Conley just sort of said to all focus, just focus on the Lord and focus on, well, yeah, just focus on him really. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, because he said you can't see his face, you know, like we don't see God's face as such. So I'm like sitting there with my eyes shut And all of a sudden, I just saw this eye, okay? And it was just the most beautiful thing I think I've ever seen. My eyes were shut, so I saw it in my mind's eye. Okay, I saw this eye, and it took all my vision, even though my eyes were shut, if you know what I mean. And it was clear, and it was beautiful, it was pure, and it was just overwhelming. And it was like, and it was God's eye. It wasn't like, you know, like Lord of the Rings, where you got this all-seeing eye, you know, this horrible thing. This was beautiful. And it was like I could have stepped in and I'd been stepping into another world. Do you know what I mean? It was probably heaven on the other side of this eye. And because it was so clear and so pure, it made me want to be clean and clear and pure. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't a judgmental eye. It was just amazing. It was just beautiful. And everything in me just wanted to be in it. Do you know what I mean? Just like climb inside. And God just started speaking to me through that, about the fact that he's looking with this eye of love to us. And he said to me, he said, "You are my focus. My people are my focus. You are who I'm looking at. And it's not with judgment." And it was so pure, I was writing it down at the time. I was writing it down at the time. I was like, "Lord, just right now, anything in my heart that's not right, anything in my heart that's not pure, just right now, just take it away. Just, you know," that's the effect it had. And God was saying to me, "I want to show you how I see you. I want to show you that I do look at you, that you're the apple of my eye. You're the apple of my eye. Every single one of us is the apple of his eye. Every single one of us, his gaze is on. Every single one of us, his focus is on. And it's not to judge. It's to love. He wants to show us his heart. He wants to show us how he sees us, how amazing we are to him. In this season, he wants us to know." So anyway, carried on with this word, this girl, she said, "I see you through my righteous eye." Now, he sees us that way because Jesus is our Lord. So he looks and he sees us through Jesus. We are cleansed. Okay, so let me read what he said to her. "I see you through my righteous eye, therefore I see you delivered, so you must see yourself delivered." "I see you saved, so you must see yourself saved." "I see you blessed, so you must see yourself blessed." "I see you free, so you must act free and see yourself freed." Just see it. "I see you in my glory, so you must see yourself in glory." "I see you healed, so you must act upon it and see yourself healed." Just shut your eyes for a minute. Just close your eyes. And just imagine. I just want to read this over you again. This is how he sees us because of what Jesus did on the cross. "I see you delivered, so you must see yourself delivered. I see you saved, so you must also see yourself saved. I see you blessed, so see yourself blessed. I see you free, so you must act and see yourself free. I see you in my glory, so you must see yourself in glory. I see you healed, so you must act upon it and see yourself healed. Father, we just thank you that in this season, we're not trying to attain or get anything. You see us already, perfect, whole, in your glory. We don't have to twist your arm to do anything or beg. You have done it all, and this is how you see us. Lord, open our eyes to see you and see ourselves as you see us. With a focus of your eye, Lord, with the apple of your eye. And in this season, we want to keep you as the apple of our eye. The Lord says the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, those who are upright and observe his law. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. His eyes roam, search the whole earth, looking to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. And the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. Thank you, Lord, in this season you just want to encourage us and strengthen us through your word. You want to give us your peace. Lord, you always show us who we are in Jesus. I thank you that you always show us who we are in Jesus. You always encourage us through your word. You always speak positively over us, Lord, through your word. Lord, your heart is a father's heart towards his children that would deeply know they are loved and accepted, cherished, highly esteemed. God just led me to Daniel 10 the other day, and Daniel was struggling. He was struggling with stuff, and I really felt the Lord say, if there's men here in this season that are struggling, Daniel was struggling with the state of his nation, with sin, and he was repenting and he was crying out to God. And it's not so much what he was struggling about, it's what God spoke to him in the season that he was in. He said, if you're a man here and you're struggling with whatever in this season, or there's stuff going on, you don't know what to do, how to cope, or there's sin in your life and you're like, God, I'm struggling. This is what God said to him. He said, oh man, highly esteemed, highly regarded, and greatly beloved. Just hear those words from the Father to you. Highly regarded, highly esteemed, greatly beloved. Do not be afraid. Peace to you. Take courage and be strong. That's the Father's heart towards men, towards everybody. But if you're a man and you're particularly struggling in this season, this is how he sees you, and he wants you to know it. That stuff melts us. That stuff causes our hearts to rise up, because it said he's immediately Daniel was strengthened and he stood up in the presence of God. That's what strengthens us. That's what changes us, is knowing what God speaks over every single one of us. And the reason he wants us to know this in such a deep, life-changing way is because we need to speak this over people out there that don't know this. We need, I believe we're in a season where the prodigals are coming back. They are coming back because, you know, we're seeing it. We're seeing prodigals, God's beloved children that have turned away for whatever reason, usually out of hurt. They've turned away. And the Father's heart was looking out for him, wasn't it? The Father's heart looks out for every single one of his children. His focus is on them. And he wants them back. And our hearts want to be like the Father's heart, calling them in, leading the way, being there for them, bringing them in before we see it. As we're seeing a harvest of people in the nations and from the nations, where people will see, they will turn, and they will be healed. That's the heart of the Father, that they would see him, they would turn, and they would be healed. And that healed means made whole. It means being saved completely. Amen. The season that we're in is to have that heart, the Father's heart, towards everyone else that we meet. And especially if we've got family members or friends that have turned away from him, he wants them back. And we need to be in that place to help bring them back. Amen. Okay, we're just going to finish with this. This is, on your seat, everybody should have a prayer decree. Okay, we're just going to quickly read this together. This is everything we've been talking about for the last few months and the last few weeks. This is the declaration of everything that God does in our lives in this season. Okay, so it's Jubilee year, or, you know, even if some people don't believe it's a Jubilee year in terms of what the how Israel operated and did their timing. But anyway, in Jesus, every year is a Jubilee. Amen. Every day is Jubilee because of what Jesus has done. So anyway, do you want to stand to your feet? And we're going to read this together. I can't see my glasses. Did we have it on the screen? I can't remember. If not, we'll just do it from the sheet. This is to take home with you. This is to pray. This is to decree over your lives and over everybody else's lives. And we're going to read it as us, okay? We're going to read it collectively, corporately this morning. But take this home. You can read it and declare it over your own life and other people's lives. We're just going to, can you see it to read through it? Yeah? Okay. Okay, let's go. Father, I declare the blessings of the Jubilee year upon everyone in this house. I declare a release from the things that bring bondage, stress, and worry. Let there be a release from the things that deplete our strength, steal our time, and bring us into spiritual slavery. I release the Spirit of the Lord to break us free from all constraints, ungodly yokes, and covenants. I loose us from the things that have had us shackled and bound. I declare restoration for the losses of previous years. Let angels be released to administer justice and restitution on our behalf. Like the kings in 2 Kings 8:6. That granted the Shunammite woman justice and approved her claim to the land and property that was lost. I say, let all that is ours and all rightful proceeds be restored to us now. The thief is caught. In the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the thief to repay us at no less than a sevenfold return, according to Proverbs 6:31. I decree over us supernatural cancellation of debt, as it is written in Deuteronomy 15:1-2. Let there be forgiveness of debts, both in the natural and in the spiritual, as the Lord's remission has been proclaimed. I declare the accuser who divides must be cast down, according to Revelation 12:10. I declare the God of peace has crushed him under our feet. Let there be a sudden turnaround in relationships that have been fractured, divided, and estranged. Let our family be made whole in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to manifest the tangible results of your glory. Pour out your blessings upon your people. I ask you to please give us things we have not had to work for. I ask you to shift things around in such a way as to cause your people to receive things they couldn't possibly imagine. Bless us exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to Ephesians 3:20. Give us divine appointments and open doors into places we couldn't get into without your intervention. Let your favor do for us the things that we cannot do ourselves. You are God Almighty. You can do anything. I ask you to open your hand and release the blessings of your storehouses to your people. And I thank you for hearing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.